Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing on this Saturday afternoon? This is Maisha Avery. I am coming to you all today as we discuss getting over the F words during your journey. So let me start off by introducing myself. I always like to start my shows off by introducing myself because I am aware that everyone may not know who I am or what it is that I do. So we always start off each show. And if you are a regular and listening in or tuning in afterwards to my shows, I always do this. So forgive me if it seems a little bit redundant, but we always may have some new friends that are listening. So again, my name is Maisha Avery. I am a health educator, healthy lifestyle blogger, CEO and founder of Inspired to Change. And the main way that I get my content out into the world is that I blog. I am on social media. My heaviest platform right now is Instagram, in which I will give my social media handle out and my contact information out at the latter part of the show. But I have a degree in education, so therefore I am, again, a health educator, healthy lifestyle blogger, radio show host on Life Coach Radio Network. And I do fitness events here in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I am based out of, entitled Let's Get Physical. So that happens once a month. So let's hop into today's show. So getting over the F words. And this was a show, I actually came up with this title a couple of days ago. And I was really nervous as I was getting ready to put it out there because I was like, oh gosh, when somebody drops an F bomb or they say an F word, it's like so terrible. But I came up with this as I was, most of the time when I come up with my shows, it's either through conversation or sometimes it's just observations of things I may see in real life, or it may be an observation of something that I may have with a client or what have you. So I just get my ideas from there because I do believe that, or sometimes I pull them from my own personal journey. And sometimes I believe that if there is one person that is going through something, then there can be thousands of us that go through the same thing. So I may have an experience with one individual and I decide to talk about it and provide tips. And some of the times I can go back and remember how I was. So a little bit more about myself for you all that may not know outside of what I do. I came into this health and fitness, health and wellness, whatever you like to call it, world, after I have embarked on my own healthy lifestyle journey where I lost over 70 pounds. So then I became this healthy lifestyle blogger, which I started out as M Life Blog, if you all remember me last year. And then now I'm in Inspired to Change, which the mission and purpose of Inspired to Change is to help educate, motivate, and inspire others into a healthier lifestyle. So that's what I do. It's a part of my shows and a part of my blogging and speaking and things of that sort. So let's get into today's show. So the F words that I have that we are going to discuss how to get over is going to be fear, frustration, and failure. These three F words are very, very common within the healthy lifestyle journey. I believe it may be common in life, period, when you go through different experiences and things like that in your life. But for the purpose of what I talk about, we will be discussing that among living a healthier lifestyle. So first, I believe that, you know, it's pretty funny because as I was going through and constructing this show, I was thinking about failure being number one. And I say that failure is number one, and then fear falls right behind. But I consider failure to be number one, because a lot of the times, most of us don't even try because we are already thinking about failing. And so when you think about failure, a lot of the times that allows you not to embark on the healthier lifestyle journey. It doesn't provide you with the sense of confidence that you need to start, because you're automatically thinking about failing. We oftentimes, when we are doing anything new as humans, we oftentimes do not automatically believe that. A lot of the times, and I will not say that this is 100% of the time, I'm not saying that this happens 50% of the time, but what I see in the healthy life, in creating a healthier lifestyle and wanting to lose weight, all of those things, a lot of times we automatically think about failure. We do not think about the success. We know what we want to accomplish, but we don't automatically think, okay, I'm gonna lose 20 pounds and I'm going to actually do this. We automatically think about all of the other things. We automatically think about, oh, I may not be able to eat right consistently. I may not be able to work out. I'm not motivated. We automatically think about failing. We automatically think about failure. And what happens is that when you are automatically think about failure, you're stunting your own growth or the ability to do so, because you're not thinking about the success aspect of it. You're automatically thinking that I am going to fail. And so what happens, and this is why I say that failure comes first, because it's not necessarily fear, or I don't believe that it's frustration. I do believe that failure comes first because we do not a lot of the times believe in our own abilities. And so that's why we say that I wish I could be as motivated as so-and-so. I wish I could accomplish this. I wish I could do this. You can, but the first thing that is popping into your mind is failing. Well, what happens if I fail? So what we need, so number one, in order to be able to get over failure, you have to understand that, number one, there will be times that you will fail. There will be days where you may eat clean consistently and then something happens and throws you completely off. There may be a time where you may hit a plateau, and that's not necessarily a failure, but some can look at it as a failure. I know when I hit a plateau, I looked at it as failing. I didn't look at it at that moment when it first happened. I didn't look at it as, oh, I need to amp up what I am doing. My body has gotten comfortable. I automatically looked at it as a failure. So when we think about failing and we think about wanting to start this healthy lifestyle journey, we need to understand that every day is not going to be perfect. And also, we cannot be perfect overnight. The consistency and the discipline that I have built, I have done this. It has taken me years. So when we talk about a healthy lifestyle journey and wanting to live healthier, in May of this year, I have reached my 3-year anniversary in terms of maintaining my healthy lifestyle from the day I started, maintaining my weight loss and maintaining a healthier lifestyle. The discipline, the consistency, all of those things that I have right now, it has taken me years to build. And I still have to practice certain things daily to keep it up. Therefore, every day is not roses and sunshine for me, for anyone else that I know in this, because we're not perfect human beings, number one. So number two, the way to get over failure, the way to basically get over failure is understanding that, number one, you are not perfect. You will never be perfect. And you can't strive for perfection. You can strive for perfection, but you're not going to hit it because we are not perfect individuals. Nothing will be perfect. That is impossible. Nothing will be perfect in life. So therefore, you have to understand that. And in understanding that, you will be able to handle experience and triumphs a little bit better, instead of looking at them as failure. If you set a goal, which I don't necessarily even when I have clients, and we'll talk about the type of people that I work with later, but even when I have clients, I don't necessarily tell them to set a goal of weight loss. What I tell them is that throughout this journey and throughout this time with me, what I would hope for them to get, and a lot of the times they want to get as well, is to build consistency, build discipline, because that carries a longevity in your process, in your journey. So with that being stated, you have to understand that if you subconsciously in your mind set a goal to lose 20 pounds in 3 months or 2 months or what have you, and you only lose 10, do not look at that as a failure. You look at as, okay, I've lost at least 10 pounds. Celebrate your accomplishments, give yourself grace, and move forward. So that is one of the ways to basically get over failure, is understand, number one, that you will not be perfect. You're going to fail in life. Oprah has probably failed in life. Pretty sure she has, because I believe that I've read something or I've seen documentaries on where she has failed in life. Even Oprah has failed. So I'm pretty sure that Obama has failed. There are definitely different people in this world that we look to be very successful individuals, and they have failed. So we have to stop looking at failure as a bad thing and a life-ending thing, something that is going to take us off of our journey. Because if that is the case, no one embarking on this healthier lifestyle journey, a lot of individuals that you all use as inspirations, including myself, we've all failed. And we have also gotten up and continue to persevere. So you have to cast failure, and you have to stop looking at it as it's an end all be all, because it's not. A lot of the times my failures within my journey has taught me not to do, and taught me what I needed to do more of. So it's all a learning experience. This whole journey is a learning experience. You can't necessarily go into it thinking that you will never fail, or go into it thinking that you will automatically fail, because then you won't really want to work hard for it, because you're not looking at your journey as being a success. Focus more so on how you want your journey to look, and how it's going to look for you, and not what everyone else is doing, and what feels comfortable and what feels natural and what makes you feel good as an individual. And that will help you cast out failure. And if you fall down, and I don't like to use the word failure, but if you do fall down, then learn from whatever that triumph may have been and continue to move forward. So the next one that I have is fear. And so frustration, I don't really have an order for them, but I do know that fear, I wanted to discuss that first, because as I stated, that is number one. And a lot of the times individuals can't even move forward because they're so afraid of failing in their journey that this causes fear. So I think it goes right into, I didn't have an order for frustration and fear, but I think that fear will go after failure. Fear. So let me go back to when I first started. When I first started, and this was a bit of failure, and this was a bit of fear as well, much more fear than failure. When I first started my journey, so a little bit about myself, I had always been a plus size girl. Did not have the story of being smaller, gaining weight, not being able to take it off or what have you. But for me, I had always been a plus size girl, a heavier girl, whatever terminology you like to use. But I had never been a small girl and then gained weight. So being a size for me was my norm. And that wasn't nothing that was an issue for me. I didn't have an issue being plus size, not at all. So the reason why I started embarking on this healthier lifestyle journey, which in turn afforded me the opportunity to lose weight, because at the age of 24, I was at a risk for high blood pressure. And it was very borderline consistently. My doctor was very worried. So she instructed me to continue to work on losing weight. And a part of being able to lose weight was, I knew from having a degree in health education that it just wasn't about okay, I'm going to go on a diet and lose weight. I knew that me having, number one, high blood pressure had to do with my genetics. It runs in my family, among other things. And that's what made me afraid. And then number two, I knew that everything that I was eating, which was very poor at the time, contributed to me having high blood pressure. And I didn't want to put myself at a greater risk, more than I already was, for any other health issues such as diabetes, high cholesterol, those sort of things. So I knew that in order to minimize my risk and also not have high blood pressure to the point where I need to be put on medication was to completely change my lifestyle. And when I completely change my lifestyle, for anyone, you're going to lose weight. And then that happened. So, but back to what I was stating. So in the beginning, I had always been a plus size girl. So fear in the journey shows up a lot of different ways. Number one, it can show up for me. It showed up through me not believing that I could lose weight. Even though I didn't have a goal of losing weight, but I knew that I had to lose weight because at that point in time, my weight was escalating and I was over 250 pounds. And so I knew that number one, that I needed to lose weight. That just needed to happen. I knew that I needed to eat better, which that was going to happen as well. But the fear also came when I didn't know, because I had never been a smaller girl and I didn't know what my goal was going to be. And at that time, I never had a goal weight. So I never thought that I would lose over 70 pounds. I never imagined that. However, I was very nervous about possibly how I would look, how other people would perceive me, you know, in terms of losing weight. So it was a life-changing thing for me. And then here I am now. And at one point in time, I've almost lost 100 pounds. So it was, people, I think that we don't understand living a healthier lifestyle and completely changing your life, it can completely change you. You become a whole new different person. I am a whole new different person than I was 78, 80 pounds ago or what have you. I am not the same Maisha. So therefore that brought on a lot of fear because I did not know. I did not know how I would look. I did not know, you know, if I would even like it. I also didn't know how I was going to do it. I just knew that I needed to make a change. But I did not know how it was going to happen. I knew that I had to eat healthier. I knew that I had to live better. But I just didn't know how all of this was going to happen. So that created fear of the unknown. And a lot of the times we all go through that or what have you, because we just don't know or what have you. So what happens is that it creates a sense of fear because we don't ever want to be in a situation. We don't ever want to be in a situation where we're going into something unknown and then it doesn't turn out the way that we want it to turn out. In my case, it turns out to be something that we could not even have imagined it to be. So, you know, it's just a lot of fear. So the way to get over fear is understanding that, number one, so let me go back to how I got over and how I conquered fear in this journey. Number one, understand that, and I will be very honest in this, understand that when you change your lifestyle and you change into a healthier lifestyle, not everyone will adapt to it. When you make a big weight loss transformation, not everyone will accept it. So those are things that you keep in mind. You have to be very realistic when it comes to living this lifestyle. Fear can also, just like frustration, I will talk about that, and just like failure, it can cause you to not even start your journey because you're afraid, because you don't know if you'll be motivated enough, because you don't know if you'll be able to be consistent in working out, because you don't know if you'll be able to be to consistently eat clean. The unknown makes you fearful because you don't know what's going to take place. So therefore, you don't even want to start. And so those were my biggest concerns. Is I didn't know if others would accept me. I didn't know if I would like my weight loss. Again, I never imagined that I would lose this much weight. But again, I didn't know. So it was just, I was very fearful that I would not have been able to do it. And at this point in time, probably if I would have kept that lifestyle up, I would have probably like had high blood pressure and to the point where I would have been on medication. And that's what I was fearful about. I was more so fearful about not being able to change my life and especially keep it going for 3 years. Now consistently not being able to change my life and end up being sick, all because I couldn't control how I live my life. So that was definitely something that was fearful, and fear can definitely stress you out. Fear can cause you to be stagnant. Fear can cause you to just give up something before you even start. So the way that I got over fear was that, number one, I found a way to encourage and motivate myself. And number two, and whatever that was. So for me, motivation for me was to take steps. And I talked about that a little bit in my steps to creating a healthier lifestyle, is to take steps. Because what happens is that when you're fearful, you don't need to start your journey on 1,000. And what I mean is that you don't need to start off making a 360. Meaning that when I started my journey, I started walking 15 minutes a day. That's all I did, 15 minutes a day. And now I run up to 3 miles. And I can now run out in probably less than 15 minutes. So I took steps because I didn't want to become overwhelmed. That's what worked for me. Also, as I stated, I began to motivate myself. What was very motivating for me is that not being in the gym. And some people say, well, how was that not motivating for you? I had to understand myself. And we're in the frustration piece where I said, find out what works for you and do what feels natural for you. Being in the gym does not feel natural to me. It feels forced because of the different machines, the different techniques, all of that. So it feels forced. So if I probably had to start my journey off by being in the gym and do that consistently, I probably would not be where I am today. But I had to be honest with myself about that. And so with that being stated, I knew that for me, what was motivating was being out, walking, running on my own. That gives me time to think. That gives me time to reflect. Just think about different things, what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to prep week or what have you. So, and also speaking positive to myself, continuing to motivate and encourage myself. So that allows you to get over fear when you begin to, number one, especially tell yourself, we are humans, we are an energy source. So the energy that you put, that is what's going to be brought back to you in the universe. So what happens, you have to begin to motivate yourself. And that will allow you to get over fear, because what happens is that when you put into universe motivation, inspiration for yourself, and positive thoughts, that's what comes back to you. So then you can't be, I don't believe that you can be thankful and grateful and positive, but also be fearful. It just doesn't go hand in hand. So once you start to speak those things into yourself and also surround yourself with that encourage your movement, encourage your lifestyle. And if it is motivating for you or beneficial for you, have a workout buddy to hire a trainer, by all means do so. But motivate yourself, find out what works for you, find out what motivates you. And those things will help you over fear. Also, as stated with failure, fear of failure. Don't worry about failing. Again, when you fail, that oftentimes lets you know what you need to do more of and what you don't need to do at all in your journey. So what can happen is that if you pay attention to that, let's say failure, that triumph, learn from it and climb over the mountain, then you'll be able to continue. But don't allow fear to be the reason why you do not start. And then so the next one, the third point that we have here is frustration. Frustration is so big, and I'm kind of glad that I left this at the last point, but frustration is so big. And I even deal with frustration now at this point because, okay, so going back to this, I always have stories for days. So recently, for anyone that follows me on social media, you will know that I have recently, I haven't talked about it on my blog as of yet, but I may write a blog post about it. You all do know that transitioning over into vegan lifestyle, back into my vegan lifestyle. Previously, I was vegan for a year and a half. And so with that, what have you, I was vegan for a year and a half. I'm sorry, I lost my thought. So I went for a year and I loved the way that I performed. I just slept better. My skin looked better. Certain aspects, certain functions of my body worked better. They worked seamlessly. There were many different factors to love the fact that I love being a vegan. So it hasn't even been a year yet when I went back to meat. And I don't mind eating meat where I was eating meats like chicken, turkey. I don't mind it. And I don't think that it's necessarily bad to. But for me, where my time can, because I had to be very honest with myself, I am much more disciplined with no meat. That's what I have learned about myself. Also, it has been frustrating because it hasn't been hard to do because I haven't had meat. It hasn't been hard to do. What has been frustrating is the fact of the change that my body has went through. And this happened to me the first time I recall how long it took place. But like that first, those first couple of weeks, I believe, I don't think it was for a long time, so I should be over it soon. But I remember my body becoming really blue and those sort of things, and it's going like that now. So that has been a little bit frustrating. But nonetheless, the feel and look that I have been looking for already began to happen. Within this week that I have transitioned over, so I definitely like that. But frustration, it can happen all the time, and it may not necessarily be because our healthy lifestyle journey, it may be things that are going on in life, and that frustration that is going on in life can filter over into, you know, how you handle your healthy lifestyle journey. So some of the ways that I get over being frustrated is whenever anything happens. So it can be if I may have slipped up and ate something that I didn't want to eat, that I shouldn't have eaten or what have you, those sort of things. What I do is, number one, I tell myself and I understand that I am not perfect. No one, and we have to always, and I have to remind myself that, like, you're not perfect, and you will not be perfect in this journey, and no one is perfect. And with understanding that I am not perfect, I also give myself grace. I do not feed myself excuses, but I give myself grace. And let me tell you something. Excuses and grace are two separate things. When I tell you to give yourself grace, when you slip up and something happens, you let yourself, okay, that was one meal, that was one snack, the next meal, the next snack is a new one, let's make it better. Giving yourself excuses is saying, well, I ate that one snack or that one meal bad, so I'm just going to go ahead and cheat the rest of the day. I'm not even going to worry about it. Or I'm out busy. I'm just going to, or I have out, let me just go ahead and eat whatever, because I'm already eating out. Those are excuses. Giving yourself grace is understanding your mistake and being able to move forward. So that's one thing. So those things that I do, I give myself grace and I understand that I am not perfect. Also, take your slow down and take time. I could remember at some point in time in my life where my weight was just falling off and I was eating consistently and everything was 100% in my healthy lifestyle. And within a few months, once I hit my plateau, became so frustrated. And I was just like, and then it was a race. Then I started getting on scale once a day, literally once a day. That's why I tell every client that I work with, if you have a scale, go away. But I literally would get on a scale once a day. And then I started putting pressure on myself. And I've never been this way. I had never go away as previously stated, but I had put this pressure on myself of I had immediately, because I was just becoming so frustrated with myself, with the journey and with the process, instead of beginning to look at myself and say, okay, what I am doing wrong as to why I am continuing to lose weight, and just understanding moving forward. So frustration, again, frustration does not necessarily mean that it has to come from your healthy lifestyle journey source, but can just come from life and it is filtered over into you wanting to eat consistently, to you wanting to work out consistently. And a lot of times when it stems to your life, we also develop this thing of emotional eating, because we believe mentally that it makes us better, when all actuality it probably does not. So casting out frustration. So again, if you ever listen to my shows, I always encourage everyone to write down the points that I have made, and figure out what that is for you. If you're dealing with any of them, maybe take some steps from this show, or just research, or figure out things on your own that you can do to overcome them. So one being fear, another being fear, and then another being failure. Again, look at these for what they are and what they mean to you. If you don't deal with frustration, then that's great. If you don't deal with failure, then that's great. If you don't deal with a sense of being fearful, that's great. But write down whatever means something to you. You may deal with being frustrated, and that's why you can't start your journey. Or what have you, write it down and figure out what does it mean to you. You can always reach out to me. You can always, again, review this show. It'll be available. It's also available. I always put my playback link out on my social media handles. It is also available on iTunes. If you search Life Coach Radio Network in the apps in iTunes itself. But yeah, so being frustrated can just look so many different ways. But I will say that, you know, to just write those points down and figure out what they mean to you. You know, list some steps out as to how you can get over it, because 9 times out of 10, we know how to get over things. We just don't know where to start, or we don't begin to actually start to overcome them. So those are some really great points. Now, in terms of, and we may be a little bit early. I was just looking at the time that I have here. So wrapping up a little bit earlier than 1 p.m., the hour show. But just to discuss my social media handles, on Instagram, my name is _inspire2change all together. On Facebook, you can search inspire2change. So inspire2change, actually spelled out. My email is info@inspire2change.co. My website is www.inspire2change.co, and it's /blog. Or if you don't put blog, you can, you know, go through the website. There's different panels. In terms of what I do and the type of individuals that I work with, I do not have a set audience, because I do believe that anyone can benefit from living a healthier lifestyle. We all can, whether you're a man, woman, child, adult, or what have you. So all of us can benefit from living a healthier lifestyle. The type of clients that I do have is that I do provide meal plan packages where I work with you one-on-one. The standard package is a month long. So I work with you one-on-one to help to provide meal plans.
so that you can prep and package and have throughout the week. I do meet with my clients once a week to check in to see where they are. And also each week they get a new meal plan, a new workout routine, and we go from there. The beginning of the process does provide a consultation. And you can also check that out on my website as well. It's under the services tab, or if you want to plug in the website /services, you will get to that as well. On Twitter, I am, and I'm not a bit active on Twitter. I'm trying to be much more now, but I don't know. I get bored with Twitter sometimes, but then I'm missing out on everything. But Twitter is _inspire2c. So not inspire to change, but inspire2c on Twitter. So again, just write down fear, frustration, and failure. Those are the different F words. I love them. Not love them, but I love to talk about them. And I think it's definitely something that we all need to discuss, because we feel these emotions every single day. I don't think we talk about it, but we also feel them. And as stated, when I always talk about individuals that are wanting to live here, I see all three of those come out. I've dealt with it in my own personal journey. So I definitely understand how anyone may feel. So you guys, we are done a little bit early here. I do know I was looking to see if there is anyone that is in the show that has questions, and I will be able to take them should you all have any questions or what have you. I'll give a few minutes if anyone has questions, if you just want to unmute your line and ask them. Okay, so I gave a moment. I don't know if anyone wants to unmute and talk, but I will go ahead, and we have about 20 minutes left before we are due to close the show, but I am going to go ahead and close it out now. I do thank you all for listening. Again, write down those three and figure out what they mean to you. Again, if you have any questions or you need any kind of guidance or help with how to get over any of the F words that may apply healthy lifestyle journey, always reach out to me and email me at info@inspire2change.co, and we can definitely talk about them one-on-one. Again, I do thank you for listening to my show today. I hope you all have a wonderful Saturday. If you are having bad weather where you are, I will send you some sun and sunshine and hot weather from Charlotte to where you are. But I thank you all for tuning in today, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye.